I was told, and maybe this you could verify this, that the first commissioner came in 65, which would have been after when the Court of Appeals was being organized or had already started. And this was Joe Plank. And he was hired as a, he was losing his hearing, as I understand it.
He had been president of the state bar.
He had, and yeah. He had a very fine background.
Yes, good lawyer.
But he was a sort of an isolated fellow in the scheme of things at that time. And then later they hired, was it Howard Ellis?
Howard Ellis.
And this was how the commissioner function began in the Supreme Court. But you had already were unfolding a more organized a way of approaching this problem of recommendations and preparation of yeah. Of studies of the case issues and that sort of thing. Well,
that's accurate as I recall it.
But anyway, you got going in 65, and things went swimmingly, did they not?
They sure did.
We
had great rapport. The nine of us. I've often said that we all fell in love with each other, mm-hmm. and we worked together beautifully, and we all respected each other.
There was, as I understand it from the word go, there was very little political consciousness.
None.
In the Court of Appeals.
None. And I say that because I'm convinced it's absolutely true. We all came from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I had been very active as a Democrat. T. John had been very active as a Democrat.
As a renegade Democrat at one point, right?
Yes.
He knocked off the party's choice in 1860
right.
for lieutenant governor.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah, I think his name was Vanderveen, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. He later made it to Congress, but
yeah.
he lost for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Dick Vanderveen.
Was it Dick?
Yeah.
Whatever we did as a court, as a group, and politics didn't have anything to do with it. Tim Quinn had been an active Republican. Louis McGregor had been an active Republican, candidate for the Supreme Court by nomination of the Republicans a few years before. And Don Holbrook had been active as a Republican.